Chapter 94, Hope for the Fatherless. As a child, I had an unshakable faith. My dad would tell me he was going to pick me up at a certain time. Hours beforehand, I would sit at the window and many times wouldn't even eat because all I could think about was how much fun it was going to be to hang out with my dad. My mom was a great woman who never said anything negative about my dad. She would ask me if I wanted something to eat, and I wouldn't move. Every now and then, I would nearly fall out of my chair as my eyes closed and my head jerked forward from being so tired. My mom ached to see me like this, but I never learned my lesson. I continued to go back to that same spot at the window each time, and most times I was disappointed. It was through those experiences I gained growing up that I decided what type of father I wanted to be to my children. I want to be someone who's there for them and can guide them. I don't want my children sitting at the window waiting for a dad who never shows up. I've been blessed to be married for almost 10 years now, and my daughters have been blessed to have their dad around. But if I'm honest, even though we live under the same roof, there have been times when I've left them sitting at the window. Times when I've had more important things on my agenda and failed to show up like the way I was supposed to. As much as I try not to, there are times when I make promises I can't keep. I have a Heavenly Father who isn't like that. What He says, He will always do. One of the greatest promises He's made to me is that He won't leave me sitting by the window wondering if He will ever come for me. I find comfort knowing that no matter how bad things get here on earth, one day my Heavenly Father will come for me. This is what gives me a sense of hope and peace, knowing that the tragedies and difficulties I experience and witness aren't all there is. One day, I'll be able to be in heaven with my Father. If you don't already have the peace of knowing this, I hope you'll be open to learning how you can experience the same thing. There is hope for the fatherless, as well as for those who experienced less of their father than they should have.